She's been a blessing in our life, and it's been encouraging to see her yield to God. Yield. You may not know her story, but when she tells you her story, you'll understand why she says, I can't control myself about to explode. I'm about to explode. If you would, please give your attention and welcome your daughter, your daughter, your sister in the Lord here, the house manager, Miss Katrina Carroll.
Oh, Lord. God, right now, I come to you, Father God. I want you to decrease me and let you speak through me today, God. Which let open up the ears of the people, God, and let them hear what you have gave me to tell them. Don't let them look at Katrina, God. Let them look at a mouthpiece of you. I surrender, God, to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Pastor's funny. I love him, though, because he is so right. He'll tell me things, and when he told me, I was like, oh, I was a little nervous. And because it's like, I count the days, Pastor, this time, 12 days. And I was like, God is not speaking. What do I need to say? What do you want me to tell the people? And he wasn't speaking. I was reading. And I mean, these last couple of days, he got me up one morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't even understand it, but he began to start purging me. And I was like, what is going on? What's happening? What are you saying? And every from then, you know, the word about drive like a madman. Then the next word about that other night, where you at? Now you get up here today and you talk about going out here in the shopping center and doing these are the things that the church needs to be doing. So I'm like, okay. And last night, y'all know how late it was we got out last night. It was probably 3 o'clock. I had to make myself just lay down. And I just sleep with the lights and stuff on there. I don't know what my electric bill going to be. Because he's speaking so much that, you know, it's a reason why he has me in this season. Even without a husband. Because I got books, half the bed is like a little bookshelf, you know what I mean? I keep the light on it because he's speaking. I see y'all's faces now. I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? So I know that he has purpose right now. So what we're going to do first of all, and y'all just bear with me because he's speaking so much, I'm just like everywhere. I have to just shut it down and say, okay, you know, I'm writing a scripture over here. I'm reading over here. And every time I read something, he just gives me more and more and more. But turn with me, you guys, to Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3. Whew, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Y'all there? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. When you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you can begin reading at the first verse. To everything there's a season, and in time to every purpose under the heaven. Let's go back over that again. He said, to every what? Thing. There is a what? A what? I got that from Bishop Lex. Say it again. Okay, yes, Lord, I hear you, God. To everything there is a season and a time in every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to let, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, and a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. So God was saying, this is your time. It's time for you to speak. And so, you know, sometimes people say, I talk so much, but I'm like, now he's like, now it's time for me to speak to you. All right. So you can speak to the people. So when you think about, as I was studying, I went into what was Ecclesiastes. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it means vanity. And it's for total emptiness of trying to be happy apart from God. A lot of times when we look at this scripture, the way I grew up, they start talking about a time to live and time to die. You always see people using this as when at a funeral. But God is saying, you know, there's purpose and there's time for all of us right now. And as I go back, I'm going to be flipping back and forth because I got a lot here, and I'm just going to give y'all whatever you allow me to give you. But when you go into the first part of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1 through 9, God has predestined events for our lives. You know, what happened yesterday, what's happening every day, it's already predestined. We might as well just yield to what he's predestined to do and just do what he says do. You know, so we don't have to, you know, always talk about us going back to those chapters. You know, as I was even sitting in their chambers this morning, the Lord began to say, you finished the semester. I did the final exam. And I was like, I just been weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping and crying because that's how he's talking to me. And the songs today, you know, about like, Lord, I mean, just everything. And you know, life has been bitter, you know, gone through some things. But, you know, if this word doesn't do anything today, I hope it encourages you guys, because if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, this is the year of God's hand moving. This is the year, and this is, and each and every one of y'all looking at me, but each and every one of y'all have predestined events and purpose in each and every one of your life. That's purpose. And if I want to title this, it would be, there's a price for the call. There is a price for the call. And if I can tell you guys, if I had time, to tell you the price for this call, this is not something I chose. I was predestined in my mom's womb. When I go back and look over the years of my life, things have already been predestined. We can't get around it. We can't go up under it. You got to go through it. You know, but that is purpose for everything that we go through. You know? And I'm like, okay, Lord, I understand. Forgive me, Lord. I'm going to act a little better next time. This next event. I'm going to be a little bit better because he has purpose for that. And, you know, it's, you know, when I even was looking at a scripture and it was talking about the church, why do we, because I always hear people say, don't forsake the assembly of coming together in the church. Well, when you think about that in Hebrew, there's a reason why we have to come to church for worship. But it's not for us to just keep coming to church to get obese in this word. And just get obese and bigger in the word. And we don't get out there and talk to the drug addict. We don't get out there and talk to the prostitute. We don't get out there and talk to the homeless. We don't get out there and feed. We don't, I mean, this, we, and It's predestined. This is what we're supposed to do. So we have to come here to get built up. I thank God for the house of manna. I told Pastor then when I first met them, that's why they're talking about those lashes and stuff. And, you know, I came from those churches, you know, we wore the big hats and we better big suits and all that kind of stuff. That ain't about a hill of beans to me. You know what I mean? Because it's about relationship with the Lord. And I did all that. It's freedom in the house of manna. And the first time I came to the house of manna, I was so broken. With just going through it. I didn't understand what God was doing in my life. I didn't even want to go to my church. You know, I was just so tired of looking at churchy people treat people any kind of way. I was tired of that, to the point that I couldn't stop going. The Lord had to like just sit me down. Car broke down. And it was 7 months. I didn't have no car. I would get to work. The kids would go to ride the bus to school. And on the weekends, somebody would give us a ride to HEB or whatever. And we would be at home on Sunday. They say, "Mom, we want to go to church." I said, "What y'all want to go to church for? We are the church. We can have church right here. You read the scripture. You sing. We do worship. And whoever want to get a word, we can get a word. This is the church. This is the church. Right there in the home." And, you know, during that season, going back to Ecclesiastes, during that season in my life, and God is just leading me right now, y'all, so y'all just be patient. So going back to this season in my life, I didn't understand what I was feeling and going through. But when I realized and I counted up the months, it was 7 months. And guess what happened? I met a man. Met a man. I thought I was going to tell this man about what was happening in our workplace. The man was Pastor Marty. And when I met this man on a Saturday, and I could, when he talked to me, I'm like, I'm just talking. I'm going to tell him about what's going on. And he took my hand. I said, "Oh, my nails. I just said, my nail." Honey, the Holy Ghost felt so heavy. He wasn't looking at a fingernail. He was like, "I need to go dust what thus says the Lord," in the cafe. And that's how I met Pastor Marty. 3 weeks later, they opened up the House of Manna at the hotel. So we get many kids. I met Pastor Marty on a Saturday. And he began to prophesy. And I knew that was a true man of God. I could see the portal of his soul when I looked into his eyes. It was like a piercing look. I could see it. You know what I'm like? He told me, he said, God was about to do some things in my life. And he told me that I was going to stop crying about some of the stuff I had been crying about. And he said he was going to do some things in my life that is not even the way I think he's going to do it. Do you know, on Monday, I had a brand new car. You know, so then I had transportation to go to church. 3 weeks later, somebody say, "Oh, Pastor Marty opened up a church." I say, "Where?" "At the Comfort Inn." I said, "Well, girl, I'm going." I go in there, and I'm thinking I'm going, you know, church as usual. I sit all in the back and everything, and they go on through the word. I went in there like 5 seconds, seemed like the power of God was so strong up in that place. And you know, even when I was at my vanity, I could hear the Lord say, "Well, I don't know what you're putting them lashes on for. I don't know what you're putting this and such on." And then he began to show me what the house of manna was. It was a place. When you look up manna, that's the bread. You know, and I would tell him, I said, "You know, this is the place where you come get fed. Come get you a good meal." But it would empower me to get out and go into the workplace, wherever I went, to be able to talk about the Lord. You know, that's what we need. That's what we come to church for, to go and get empowered in the Lord. And then he began to unlock gifts in me. Like right now, it's tripping me out that I'm walking back around. You know, but this is what I've seen in dreams, that I'm walking back and forth and I'm just talking and it's just coming up from out of here. You know, and I thought about it. I was like, all this preparation God has been giving me, I don't even know. This ain't even on there. But I used to wonder, how do a man and woman of God know what to give the people? How do they know? But you got to get into this. When you get into this, the Holy Ghost will just lead you. You know, I thought about Bishop last night. He was talking about he legally blind. I was in the shower. I said, "Lord, I don't want to get blind now. But I want you to lead me, Lord." You know what I mean? I want you to just lead me like I got my eyes closed. And let me just follow your steps. Let me just hear what you want me to say. Lord, give me names like that. give me, just let me just see. I want that. That's how hungry I am for God. And so, you know, it's, and I'm feeling that. That's why I say it is a new season. It is a new season, you know? Whew. So, and here we are today, 4 years later, you know, so everybody say, it was funny. I ran into some old church folks. So, I ran into some old church folks, and they was like, they funny because they said, well, girl, where are you going to church? I said, I go to the House of Manna, 6565 Babcock Road. They say, I ain't heard of that. I say, well, it's right over there, 6565 Babcock Road is where I go, the House of Manna. I say, that's where the table of bread is going on and the feast of the Lord, and you being fed. That's where I'm being fed. And I told them, I said, come check it out, you know, and so, they say, well, I haven't heard of that. What's your pastor name? Pastor Marty Perez. He's Hispanic. That's my pastor. Yeah. Because they like, they ain't heard of him. Yeah. Come check it out. He's a real man of God. You know, that's what I'm saying. So it's a blessing. We're going to get back to this word though. Now God. Hey, we gonna laugh. We might laugh a little bit. We might cry a little bit. How it doesn't matter. You know what I said to myself? This is what the Lord told me. He said to myself, we be talking about bipolar. He's been having me acting very bipolar. One minute I'm crying. The next minute I'm laughing. I'm like, I'm sitting up. I'm like, Lord, I feel bipolar. You know what I mean? You just don't know what's going to happen with me. Because I've been up and down, up and down. Not up, not down in a bad way, but just my emotions are up and they down. I'm laughing, I'm up and down. I'm like, okay, thank you, Lord. That's the power and the presence of the Lord. This morning I was in there in my room and the presence came so heavy. And there's just me and Jeremiah home. We home alone now. We empty nesters, just me and Jeremiah. And it was so funny because normally he's not even in there, right? And the presence was so heavy, he just came and just rested on my shoulder. And he started patting my back, you know. And I was like, whew, thank you. I mean, because you can understand what is going on. Because they know that there's a difference up in the place. The presence is so strong. So, okay. You know, one thing we must do, we must learn to trust God's heart. Even when we don't even understand his hand. Yeah. That's good. You know what I mean? And I mean really trust. Because we'd be like, well, why is this not happening? We got to trust. He said, love me with all my heart. We need to open up our hearts and love him like that. Just trust him. So, because we don't understand what's going on. Can't even why it's going on. But everything has purpose and everything happens for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason. You know, oh Lordy, you are so good, God. You know, this one I was telling y'all about the church. You know, he's saying there's a reason for participation in the local church. It was specifically, it's a commandment by God that we come and we participate in a local church. That's a commandment. So we want to say we follow a commandment. We do that. The Ten Commandments. No, he got some other commandments in here that we need to apply to our lives daily. That, you know, that we do, that's through going through that process. And so I could ask y'all, where you at, church? Where you at? Where is the church? Where are you? You know, in this thing, you know, I said one thing about living for God. It is a process, and it's a day-to-day walk, you know, but he gives us instructions right here on what it is that we want to do. You know, God is about to do very, 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 very great big things for the kingdom of God and people who have walked up righteousness. You know, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. We ain't got to be, he ain't gonna have us begging. You know, but walk upright before him. That's what he says he's going to do. And his word does not come back to us void. Let me see. Ooh, Lordy. You know, daily we have to put on the full armor of God. Now, let's go back to this second set of scriptures when it says God predetermines the conditions of our lives. He already predetermined that. So when you go into scripture number 10, it said, I have seen the travail with God have given us to the sons of men to be exercised in it. You know, he sees our travail and he sees it all. Then it says, he has made everything beautiful his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. No man can do that. He knows. So even as the storms and the hills and the valleys come, just go on and go through them. Amen. You know what I mean? He already sees the end. And that's where our focus needs to be. Focus on getting to the ending of that storm or that valley or whatever that situation is, that trial, that tribulation. Get to the end of that valley. He says, I know that there is none. That there is no good in them, but for the man to rejoice and to do good in life. You know, if you go over even to James, I think it's 3:1, where it's talking about all trials and tribulations, count it all joy. You know, we got to change our attitudes about, you know, counting all joy. You know, and I even talked to my kids about that, because it's easy for us if something is not happening, we have to redirect our plans. Because we think we know the plans we got for us. He say he has it, but we think we have the plans. So when we have to redirect those plans, because they wasn't our plans in the beginning, we get an attitude, you know. But he said, count it all joy, press through, press forward, count it all joy. Because everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. So, One thing, let me see what else I can give y'all, because I'm everywhere. God is everywhere. He everywhere. So I'm everywhere right now, you know. God has deadlines. And if I can even leave you today with even just telling you, whatever God is telling you to do, do it. If it's on your workplace, I'm getting to a point now, it's like, if he tells me to say, because it's fearful. You know, when you look at, you walking by somebody, whatever, you can feel, you start to feel stuff. You know, and he'll tell you to go say such and such and go, you know, and I'd be like, girl, because me and him, we have debates. Me and the Lord. That's how I am. You know, I'm like, okay, are you sure? And I'm going to go back and forth. You know, it might take 5 or 10 minutes, but if you don't, you know, you say, I want to sleep at night and stuff like that. He won't allow you to and rest in that. So he will not. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient quickly. Now, you know, I'm going to be obedient, because even as you go through process and you go through different things in life, I believe that the Lord is trying to see if you're going to stand and can he trust you, depending on the storm or how thick the wave may be or the wind. You know what I mean? Are you going to blow like this? Or are you going to be able to just stand and just sail with it, you know, whatever, however it comes. It's like, okay, Lord, I trust you, Lord. No matter what it look like, you know what I said, I'm gonna be like Job. Job said, yet they slay me, I will trust the Lord. And we all can probably say we done been through some things that people talked about us, said some things about us, but you know, that don't even matter no more to me, because I'm in a group that I only have one person I need to please. And as long as I please him, it don't even matter to me. You know, people may say cast stones or say something, and I just say, Lord, I blessed him. You know what I'm saying? Because words that are spoken over, they don't even know who they talking to, honey. Because my daddy will get them. And when he get them, he don't like messing with his children. And when he get them, he going to get them real good. So I just go, I begin, they say, pray for your enemies, even though they despitefully use you, whatever. Start praying for folks. Lord, have a blessing. Bless you in the name of Jesus. You know, smile and love on them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing. That's what we're supposed to do. Because that's the trick of the enemy, wants to throw that kind of stuff to get you out of your purpose, out of your predestined plan that he's already designed for us to do. You know, so walk in it. This is the new season. This is the new day. This is our time, y'all. Church. We ain't like, but see, y'all, that church that I was talking about and the people that I was talking about, they ain't in here. Okay? So, y'all, we not that church. Y'all, I know y'all the church. Got the church within it. But all of us have purpose. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your destiny. Do what he's told you to do. Do what he's told you to do. Walk in it. Walk in it. Girls, walk in your destiny. Listen to God's voice. Follow his instructions. Follow it. Do it. Walk in it. He'll give you strength. He's got you covered. The blood of Jesus got you covered. You know, I'm excited about the testimonies, even just from this week, on what God is going to do in each and one of y'all's, every one of y'all's lives. Because he is doing a new thing. This is a new season. This is a new day. The fresh anointing has just come our way. It is. And so walk in it. Walk in it. Receive that. Receive that. Why are you smiling at me, Miracle? Miracle, walk in your purpose. Miracle, walk in your purpose. Yes. Walk in it. Do what he tell you to do. Follow his instructions. Like Bishop say, it's okay for me to bless my child. Let's speak what God tell me to speak to my child. Yeah. If I don't, you know, it's okay. It's okay. You know, yeah, yes, yes. It's okay because that's a blessing. That's a part of my purpose. That's some stuff that was predestined when I didn't even think it was real. You know what I mean? When man said something else, I started yesterday, I was reminiscing about the history of my children. You know, I thank God for those children. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm going to be like, Pastor, I'm going to be real transparent with y'all right now. You know, at one time, as a single mom, and give me a little minute with this because this might bless somebody up in here because I felt led to do this. At one point of time, I used to feel ashamed. I've used to be embarrassed, Oscar, to have three kids, three different daddies, you know. But then when I look at my kids, and when I stop feeling ashamed, somebody say, that's a blessing. When I look at my kids, my Miracle and George are 9 months apart. Nine. I just thought about their resurrection, you know. Not 9 months, 9 years. Y'all forgive me. You're like, 9 months? Okay. No wonder y'all's faces was looking like. Yeah. <That's>, I told y'all we was bipolar. We up and down. But they're 9 years apart. And so when I looked at that, and then I was like, but, you know, those kids are a testimony because from 1 to 9, God, I was like this with God when I had George from a baby, 20-something, 1 year old, 22. I was back and forth. I'd be at church, but I wasn't going to be doing what God told me to do. I just go to church because it was a habit. You know, but I thank God for that foundation that my mama gave us about. We had to go to church. There wasn't no, are you going to church today? No, you going to church. You know what I mean? But she ain't no question, you know. I'm from the old school, so I even raised my, I'm old school mommy. So then I had Miracle. In the midst of having Miracle, lost 4 babies, all at 5 months. They say miscarriage. God, man said, well, I would never be able to have a child and bring into the world. So Miracle, that was another situation, another relationship years later, right? So I was when I got pregnant with Miracle, I couldn't even tell nobody. But you know what? God took me to a season, again season, where I began to crawl to the Lord. And I began to trust the Lord like never ever before. And I began to speak to my womb. And I begin to say, whatever you say I can have in Jesus' name, it shall be. And that's why I call her Miracle, because she is my miracle. But it took me to a relationship with God, a daily relationship. Every time I went to potty, I was in a relationship with God because I'd be like, okay, you know, I'm not going to see no liquid. I'm not going to see nothing, you know, no miscarriage, no forms of that. So then, go through all of that, and that's why when that song about life has been bitter, oh boy, that was a time in my life. I was so bitter at everything that I had gone through, even concerning her dad. Very bitter. Very bitter. I'm like, Lord, why did this have to happen to me? And it was like when people here in San Antonio, because we was in North Carolina, and when people would hear about that I was pregnant, even my own twin sister didn't know I was having a baby to the day I had Miracle. I gave birth on Miracle on Good Friday. Come on. On a Good Friday. And because the reason why I didn't want to tell nobody in Texas is because I said, if I have another miscarriage, God, I'm coming back home to Texas. I'm coming back home. I can't do this no more. I don't want nobody coming up to me and saying, what happened? And every time I have to tell somebody I had a miscarriage, I was mad at God and mad at God that I keep losing these babies and losing these babies. Like, why? Oh God. So then I had Miracle and all of that, right? But God took me, that's why it tripped me out this week when he began to purge me again. Because I remember after having Miracle 3 months old, and he began to purge me. I'm talking about for days. I couldn't even eat. I didn't even have no appetite. I just ate the word. Everywhere I went, you know, I try to go talk to people and I'd be like, speaking in tongues. I just didn't know what was happening to me. I didn't even care how I looked when I went to church. I didn't care about no lashes. I didn't care about no nothing. I wanted to go to church. I wanted to talk to people. If anybody I had some awe with, I needed to get it right, because I didn't know the next day, that's if I was going to even see the next day. That's how I felt with doing that purging. So then I go through that season in my life. Then I go through by myself, all of that. I started going back to college and everything. So then I started dating Jeremiah's dad, which I dated him when my older son George was one. So in the church, I'm thinking, okay, this is a man of God. I thank God that he's even outside, because there's so much he doesn't even know because of the relationship with his dad. But I'm thinking, that's why I'm getting ready to be, I'm waiting on God to do this thing for me, because I made a mess with me trying to do it, you know? So God met, you know, I knew him when 4 months later we get married. I moved back to San Antonio and I used to look at it as a bad thing, but God had purpose for me to bring me back home to where I am now. That's why he brought me back home. The first day I even came back to San Antonio, my life was like hell, y'all. Hell, sometimes we didn't even know what we was going to lay our head. And I was not used to being in reverse with my children. So we come back to San Antonio. I'm married. I'm in the church. In that church, you reading them, y'all know I'm in that church. You know what I mean? I'm coming in there wearing my suits and wearing my hats and stuff. But I'm trusting in God. You know, if I could just get to the house of the Lord and all this hell I'm going through, that I know I'm going to hear some instructions for the Lord and I'm going to be able to move a little bit further in what I need to do and make it through the next day. Because they didn't know. People just didn't know my story. So I did back and forth. We together 1-2 months, then we going through hell again next month, you know. So man, we went through that for 8 years. And God gave me a new beginning. But in the midst of that, I thought he was going to restore the marriage. I get pregnant with Jeremiah. Deliver him at 7 months premature. I never even dealt with a premature. He was in the hospital for 2 months. But I'm telling y'all, to all to say this, so that's why when life would throw you lemons and throw you whatever, remember what the Lord said for you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. You might have to go through some things sometime. You might have to walk through some valleys sometime. Walk through that thing because it's purpose. And guess what? It ain't about you. It's about to help somebody else along the way. So that's what I had to realize. So now I look at my kids And I look at my life and I just thank God for every trial and tribulation. I give him joy. I give him glory for it, because I wouldn't be the person that I am today if I had not have gone through that, some of that stuff, and know that I can stand through what I've been through and know that I can go through. So no matter what come and what may, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to surrender to the Lord. I'm going to do what the Lord say do. I'm going to go where he tell me to go. I'm going to talk to who he tell me to talk to. And I'm going to say what he want me to say. No matter who like it or they don't. It don't matter. 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 Yes, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. And I'm going to do it until I die. I'm going to do it until I die. I'm going to do it until I die. Woo-hoo. Everybody that's in here right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you know that you're going through something, you know you done been through something, or you might be in something. You keep walking with the Lord, and today make up your mind which day who you gonna serve. And serve the Lord with gladness. Serve him with all your heart. Follow his commandments and follow after righteousness. But I tell you one thing, he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. He will not, he will not, he will not. Woo! Ooh, you know what, I go back when I think about when I look at my babies and I look at Miracle at her age and stuff. God has been good to us in the midst of it all. For me to be a single mom, I got some good kids. You know what I mean? And he had to show me that you have some good kids. You know, no, it ain't been peaches and cream. But we have survived and we have made it. We have made it. And I know he's taking us to deeper and deeper heights in him. Oh my goodness. I do feel like I'm about to explode. I feel like I'm just overwhelmed. All down in my stomach. It feel like it's about to pop. It's people right in here now. Y'all have gotten weary. You have gotten tired. And you feel like you're throwing the towel. You can't throw in the towel. This ain't the type of game we in. You can't throw it in. You in for life. So clean up, get right, and do what he tell us to do. Just go on. And do it quickly. Tomorrow's not promised to us, y'all. That's why when he talk about that predestined and stuff like that, we got stuff we got to do today. I love it when you say we can have 3 or 4 services today, because I'm ready. I'm ready. I ain't got nothing else to do. I did everything else 3 or 4 times today. And I wasn't in him. So why can't I do what I need to do 3 or 4 times today for the kingdom of God? When you feel his presence like never ever before, like I've been feeling it, I want everybody to experience that. I want them to experience that. Because it is real. This thing is real. I tell people all the time, this is a drug. This is a drug to me. You know, it's like a drug to me. I ain't never did no hair around and nothing like that. But I feel like I felt like I was on crack or something this week. I feel like I was on crack. Because I just wanted to keep getting it. I kept wanting to get a hit, but my head felt like it was going to explode. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I've been on crack. You know? So keep. Yeah, but the Most High God. And honey, get you some if you don't have none. Cause honey, you won't want nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Cherie. And what's the baby boy? I got home. I couldn't even, at 2 and 3 o'clock, I kept seeing his face. And I was just praying. God is doing something in him. God is doing something in him. And it's a whole little newness that's coming on him. And I just begin to pray for him. Y'all stay encouraged. Stay in the race. Well, I already know y'all are. You can't do nothing now. But stay in the race. But you stay encouraged. You know, I thank God for giving me the opportunity to even let you see. Because she really knows me from, she saw me looking all cleaned up on the outside. And hard and everything was all tore up. You know what I mean? So you know, you can relate to my story. So when I look at you, when I look at those three babies, I look at some stuff that I've been through. So you stay encouraged. God's going to do. You keep doing what you're doing. And you be encouraged. And keep moving forward. You keep praising the Lord. You keep praising the Lord. You keep believing God. Keep standing on his word. Young man, you be that man of that house. Do what God told you to do. Do it. Because he's going to do some great things. And you know what? It ain't going to be long. It's going to be quick. We know it's going to be quick. It's not going to be long. We getting ready tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's the first. We getting ready to step into the ninth month. So watch what happens for the next 4 months of this year. This is the hand of God. This is the hand of God. And receive that, this hand of God, because you're going to see a move like never ever before. This year. So you know what, I'm telling y'all that to be encouraged. You know why? Because all that I done told y'all about, when I look at it now, it's been well worth it. God's doing some stuff in my life, honey, that even right now, I hadn't even told. Most of y'all don't even know about the testimony about my vehicle. But that's a testimony within itself. That I got a vehicle, honey, when I don't care what look like on paper, but on God's paper, I'm good. I'm all good. You know what I mean? And he will come in there and orchestrate and do some things. And he's doing it. He's doing it so to the point, it's blowing my mind. Blowing my mind. That's, he does. He blows our mind. And so, you know, Liz, you encouraged me. You encouraged me when you told me about your testimony. Kathy's not here, but Jennifer, your sister encouraged me. I kept on saying, I need to just step on out there. I can talk about, oh, I got faith the size of the mustard seed. But was I applying that faith? But when I took that step, the kids was just talking. I told them, y'all need to be quiet for a minute. Because it was happening so fast before my eyes. And they coming back saying, okay, this is going to be the quickest thing you ever done. I said, really? And I'm still quiet because I'm like, okay, I'm hearing it, but is it going to really be for real? You know? But it was, and I told the kids to be quiet. I need to pray in the Holy Ghost. They was just too busy. Sit down, be quiet. Stop asking me questions right now. I need to be talking to God and let's help me intercede this thing on through. But God is good. God is good because I'm seeing his hand. That song about this is our season, this is my sacred. Girl, I turn it up now. Jeremiah be humming it all the time. I've always listened to that song. But it began to break some things in my life about this is my season. That means everything I have done concerning him. I've had seeds in the ground. You know, my look at joy, 27 years. 27 years of seeds in the ground. And you know what? Didn't matter what I was going through, I always was like saying, I can't wait till Sunday. I can't wait till Monday. I mean, no, Wednesday. If I can just get to the house. I didn't know that that's because God had purpose for me and he was doing preparation for now. So I don't know I know great things about to happen. I know great things about to happen. And as they do happen, I'm going to continue to yield and do my purpose, walk in my purpose and do what he taught me to do. Do that. You know, be encouraged. Be encouraged. God loves you. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. He brought you here today. It wasn't by accident. I don't even know you. But you be encouraged and know that God is going to walk through every situation, even what you're walking through right now. Be encouraged. Let him love on you. Trust him. Trust him with all your heart. Don't lean to what you understand. But keep acknowledging him. He'll keep directing your path. He ain't brought you this far to leave you. He haven't. You be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. I love you. We all love you. And he loves you more. Can I give him a hug? Give me a hug. Bless you. Bless you. Like that smile. Beautiful smile. Thank you. Keep smiling. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Miss Katrina, I want you to release faith.
Yes.
That's what I want you to do, is release faith. All right, now listen up. You felt not just a testimony, you felt her faith that got her through her storm. What's inside of her is what needs to be imparted to you. Do you understand? Now, right now, I want you heard her testimony. For some of you, you were hearing your own life story. And when you heard that, it's like, that should encourage you. But there is a point of contact where there's a release and an impartation that takes place. And when it takes place, it becomes a part of you and ignites what's already inside of you. And it comes forth and it gets you through. It gets you through. So if you know that you've been going through, you know it. You know it's been tough. I want you to come up here and I want her to lay hands on you. All right? Come on, Josh.